This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go to Tom in Roxbury, New Jersey, who has an interesting question here. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, you guys seem so much more relaxed than, when Boomer's not there. Is it like having a substitute teacher in high school?
No, I don't feel any different.
Yeah, you know what? I could see where he's coming from, though, because, you know, like, when you and Boomer get those back and forth things and a little edgy, like, you don't hear that when he's not here. So there is
I was just close to having one with Eddie.
Oh, were you?
I was.
I didn't think that you
was
getting to that point.
There's nothing that I dislike
more. It sounds like so much fun having children.
Right. And you know what else is fun? Walking around Wyoming in circles for a week looking at buffalo.
Yeah.
Up your ass. I mean, for him, that's fun. For me, it's not.
Setting up a yarn kiosk in Ohio.
Right. And that's fine. Like, different strokes. But when someone comes at you with such, like, a snarky attitude, like, just because you don't get it,
right,
doesn't mean a lot of people do or don't. So, and that's... Those moments can happen. I mean, Boomer wasn't in the studio when me and Al and the fraud thing.
Yeah, true.
It's just the conversation that is had. I feel bad that he wasn't there right there, but oh well.
No, you don't. It's fine. Doesn't mean he's not going to defend himself anyway.
No, he would. No, I think he would.
You think so?
Yeah, no, I think Eddie would.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I don't know. He just go,
Yeah, you know what he'll do? He'll find stupid buttons of me saying dumb things about myself.
As far as... If I sound more relaxed, there's the fraud. That is, oh, God.
God, I was so thin. Yeah. I look like mush right now.
Yeah.
My God.
I understand. It's tough. I mean, you're tan, too. I was look young and tan.
Well,
there.
It was the summertime. We were talking about empty baseball stadiums.
But the other, as far as me being more relaxed, I'm definitely not. I'm just as relaxed with Boomer. But the one thing that may make me more relaxed is I know no matter what I bring up topic-wise, you'll at least engage. Where with Boomer, I may bring something up and he'll just yawn into the microphone.
And not interested, Biggs, what else?
Yeah, right.
So what are you worrying about that for?
I go, okay.
That does happen from time to time.
You know, but I know that I could anything. I could bring up anything and you'll at least engage it.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell? What else are we doing until 10 o'clock?
No, I know. Well, that's what sometimes I get with him. I'll be like, okay, you don't want to do that? What would you like to talk about?
I remember there was one time when you were off and it was probably on like the Thursday of the week. I think this was even last summer, actually.
Yeah.
Where everything I brought up, he wasn't interested in.
Oh.
And then so he then proceeded to hit on every topic he wanted to talk about and then looked at me like, well, you just did the show and it's 6:16. Now what? He's like, he goes, I don't know. You're sitting in that chair. Come on, man. God damn.
Yeah, no.
Very funny.
I know. I mean, the other thing too. All right. I really do believe I'm just as relaxed with him here or not. But the other thing that I know that you're not going to do is when we come back from break and I have something that I'm ready to go with, and then he just leans his giant body, leans his giant body in and then stares at me saying, I am controlling this particular segment.
Correct.
And then, you know, I'll be like, you know, I don't know if you've been looking at the interest rates on
these professional soccer teams and these guys, because they don't buy them outright. They finance them, you know, in this league, in Bundesliga. But there's a guy, he's, you know, there's a consortium of billionaires, started with drug money. I mean, it's a big deal out there. And I'll be like, yeah,
I got nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Or how about this product that I'm hoping to get an endorsement from by casually mentioning? How about that?
We love admission,
that
Boomer.
Is good
we
business,
do.
Though, Eddie.
Though, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's brilliant.
There are times, though, there's a couple of times. I usually let him do it because I don't have a choice most of the time. But there are times where he leans and I'll just totally put up like the blinders and I'll just plow right through it.
Yeah.
And then just hope that he forgets about it.
I understand.
But then there's a 50-50 chance that he'll forget.
Yeah.
He also works out sometimes topics in here with me and Eddie.
Yeah, yeah.
First, like with a test market.
That oh, yeah, the practice, the practice speech.
He just used this.
He does that all the time.
Yeah.
You guys feel cheapened.
Yeah, because I thought I was having a genuine conversation. Then he goes in and does it right on the air.
Yep. Yeah, just feel used. And he'll walk in at that, you know, just I was just talking to Alan Eddie about, you know, and then there it is.
And there it is.
You know?
It is funny, though, like when you think about how, and hell, it's year eight now with you, how long the group has been together, how well we know each other, and how much we don't know about each other. It really is fascinating when you think about it.
Yeah, because, you know, we don't have to show all of us to each other. We just have to be the best versions of our work selves to do the best jobs we can, you know? So, I mean, there are times like Boomer and I will talk about, you know, personal things off the air. If I think that his, you know, opinion or advice would help me.
Sure.
I don't get as much of that with him because he doesn't need any advice from me.
Not at this stage, right?
Yeah. But yeah, no, that is true. But although I feel like if we did a newlywed game,
I don't think we'd do great.
You don't think
I
so?
I don't. No, I don't. I do not.
Who would write the questions, though? Like, you would have that.
Well,
would be the
whoever
tough
writes
thing.
The questions is not part of the game.
No, I know, but it would have to be someone who knows both of us. Because I wouldn't want it like Al. Like, let's say Al wrote the questions with you and I.
Yeah.
I would want Al to write the questions with stuff based on what he knows about me already. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want him coming to me and asking those questions.
Sure.
To try to trip you up, because that kind of ruins the whole thing. It's like what we know all about each other just from knowing each other. I don't know. I feel like I would do well.
I don't know about that. You might. You very well might.
I don't know about you guys giving a crap about anything else, but I feel like I would do well. I don't know. I take in everything.
You might absorb more than I do. That's for sure. There are days I sometimes will actually question where you live.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. And I don't mean Long Island. I mean, like, which town. Like, I forget which town.
Oh, okay.
And you've only said it 9,000 times.
Could you say it right now?
Saybrook. Sayville.
There you go.
Sayville.
All right.
And where did he grow up?
Where did he grow up? Sayville.
No.
Not Sayville.
No, it's we talk about the high school football programs, Boomers, East Islip, and I am
Armonk.
But it's a little bit different. No, it's Belport. But it's a little bit different because, like, those guys are in there for every single segment listening, whereas you're out there doing a lot of different stuff.
And I don't hear much of the show every day. It is amazing when I'll go home. How is the show? I don't know.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't know. I'm like, aside from when I'm in here, I was listening to Terry Collins for an hour. I mean, that's kind of what... You know, that's why I go into them a lot of times. Like, all right, moment of the day. What do we got? Because if I don't have anything from when I'm in here, I don't know what's going on.
You know what? Maybe we'll do an Al and Eddie newlywed game then. Like, we'll host it.
Okay.
And then we'll see. We'll just ask the questions. I got to make sure I know exactly how that game works where, you know, they write down the answers, right? So we'll ask the questions, you write down the answers, and then they...
And they have to show.
They got to show, but, you know, they don't need to show necessarily. They could write it down us, and we'll trust them.
But Al and I maybe know each other better than...
Well, that's why...
I anyone, think, just because we don't have to talk on the air and pay attention to the show.
Understood.
What time is the show on?
Understood, Eddie, but that's also why I think it's a good thing, because the newlywed game is about these people just got married. They should know everything about each other, and then they don't. Yeah. So that's why I think you two guys would probably be the best. And I was going to do it with Jerry and me, but then hearing Jerry being, like, you know, checked out on some of that stuff, I don't think it would be good. But I think with you guys every day next to one another... And maybe we'll do it with Boomer when he comes back.
Yeah, we could do that for sure.
All right, I'll see if we can whip something up.
I know Eddie absorbs a lot. I actually think he'll do quite well. I do. I think Al will too, but I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah. I mean, there's also like details like with those guys, as we were just talking about, like, you know, family things and stuff. Like, I don't think that type of stuff absorbs. Like, I don't think they care about extended families or things like that at all. Like, I don't think, like, do you think that Eddie will be able to, like, spit out how many sisters
I'm going to say yes. Well, he just did, because we do talk about it on the podcast a lot, which Eddie listens to every day.
All right.
So that's kind of part of it as well.
All right. So we're going to have to get creative here.
I also think distance, too, has hurt in terms of, I think if we lived closer to one another, now you could make the case me, Eddie, and Al do, but we're different stages of our lives. Things are much different. I think if you and I lived closer together.
They play golf all the time.
Yeah. But you literally, I think I need a helicopter or a plane to get to you, for God's sakes.
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, you are far from my house.
Yeah, you're far from mine.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, but that's like, Boomer and I play a ton.
I know.
Like, that's because it's just way more...
Long Island guys, I get it.
Way more convenient.
And CeeLo, who I've gotten together with a little bit more and more, is good because of distance, but his schedule's all over the place, so it's a little bit different. But he's a good example, too. How many times have we worked with CeeLo? Could you tell me the names of his kids?
No.
How many kids does he have?
He's got two boys.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was two or three. He's got two boys.
Jackson, one of them?
No, that's Malusis' kid. I don't think so. But that's my point.
Chase, right, is one.
That is one. I don't know the name of the other son.
I feel like a jerk now.
Yeah, well, that's my point. And we know him how long?
I mean, he probably couldn't name my two girls' names.
Probably. I don't know. We'll find out when he comes
maybe
in.
Maybe you can't.
No, I could. Stop.
Huh?
Not going.
Well, let's hear it.
You stop.
You don't know. You don't know number two. You know number one.
Sabrina and Summers.
All right. Okay.
Stop. Right, I'm not that bad.
All right.
Bad. I'm not that bad.
Make it sure.
And your wife, Tina.
That's my girlfriend.
Hey, good for you.
Yeah. Oh, I feel terrible. I should see.
No,
I should
we'll find
know
out
that
when he comes in.
It's not like I don't care about him. I care about him, but you don't know either.
I don't. And I should.
Al, do you know CeeLo's kids' names?
He's struggling.
Cliff?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I should have known. Cliff Lepresti.
Oh, another CeeLo.
How did we forget that? He always talks about Cliff and his little league stories. Clifford R. Lepresti. Oh, man.
Yeah, I think that one's wrong.
They don't. Oh. You know what's like? They don't name kids Cliff anymore, right?
No.
So, like, how about Summer, who's 3 years old in her preschool, has a kid named Tony in there?
Okay.
I'm like, they still name kids Tony?
Little Anthony.
Yeah, I know, but they call him Tony? Like, when's the last time you met a 3-year-old Tony?
I haven't. I've heard Anthony. I've not heard Tony.
And apparently she's got a crush on this Tony. And I'm like, of course, Tony.
Of course she does.
You know, he's probably got a little pack of cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve. Hair slick back.
Little tattoo.
Yeah. I'm like, Tony?
You're stereotyping Tony now.
Like, you know, usually it's something like, you know, like Piper or, you know, some of these names that are out there
well,
now.
Well, I feel like there's been a comeback for the older names lately.
Which is fine with me. I like that because some of the other things like, you know, Sailor and Piper and Sawyer and
yeah,
all these
sure.
things. You know, like that was all the new ones. And now, like, you know, I'm all for bringing Cliff.
I was surprised that even we talked about this just last week. I was surprised that Al went through childhood as Albert, not as Al.
Yeah.
Because you don't hear that often either.
No. No, never anymore.
Mm-mm.
Like, you know, there is that. I don't think there's I'm sure people will call up, yeah, I got an Albert. My kid goes to sixth grade. He's got an Albert in his class. But, like, there is no Alberts in Cherry Avenue Elementary where my girls.
I've never met an Albert child.
Yeah.
No way.
I think you're like well, I knew Al Gattullo back in the day from the other radio station.
Yeah.
I think he got into politics now.
Okay.
But other than that, like, I don't know. Maybe I had an Uncle Al in my family. I have no idea, but I don't think so.
Al Iannazone. He covers sports around here.
I don't know him personally, but yeah. I mean, now you're talking about, you know, famous owls.
Who's the most famous owl of all time?
Prince Albert Yankovic.
I was going to say Lou Alcindor, but Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al, probably.
He probably is the most famous.
What about Prince Albert? Isn't Prince Albert like, is it like he's a famous person so much so that they named a piercing after him? Am I wrong?
No, that's correct, yeah. And it was also like, I think, some sort of cleaning product. Because he used to, you know, in the 50s, I think they used to prank call like lumber stores and go, do you have Prince Albert in a can? They'd say yes. And you go, let him out.
That's the stupidest.
You've never heard that?
I've never heard that.
No.
Yeah, but I think Prince Albert of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha. I think that's the most famous.
I like you came up with Al Iannazone.
Not as my most famous, but I was thinking about
famous owls. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we've done some of these other ones before, like the most famous Canadian and stuff. I mean, the most famous owl is kind of an interesting one.
Just type Al into Google and see what pops up.
How about Al Cowlings?
Al Michaels.
Yeah. Oh,
good one.
Mm-hmm. Al Roker.
Al Franken.
All of a sudden, there's a lot of owls.
I mean, there are not a lot of famous owls.
Like Al Pacino.
That's the one. That's the one.
Al Gore.
Yeah, those are big ones.
All right, now we sound like idiots because there's a lot of them. Al Unser Jr.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like Mike or Chris or, you know, like that.
Oh, no, not at all.
There's still enough owls.
Yes.
Famous owls. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Gabe Athouse.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.